This time of year, thousands of high school basketball players are competing in state tournaments. These games can become the stuff of local legend, the big comeback, the otherworldly performance, the tournament-winning shot. But one game, held 6 years ago at the Minnesota Boys Basketball Tournament, is remembered for what didn't happen. Only a Game's Jonathan Chang has the story.
Since 2000, Hopkins High School has won 8 boys' state basketball titles. Back in 2014, their roster featured a future NBA player and multiple future Division I athletes. Entering that year's Minnesota State Tournament, Hopkins was one of the favorites, and they quickly advanced to the semifinal game.
Hopkins averaged about 88 points a game that year, and they just were a high-octane, just fast-paced juggernaut.
That's John Miller. He was an assistant coach at Shakopee High School, Hopkins' semifinal opponent in 2014. Hopkins head coach Ken Novak says Shakopee played a very different style.
They played a slow-down game, and generally their scores were probably in the 40s and 50s, and so it was definitely a big contrast.
I mean, the betting odds were us not to probably be within 15, 20 points that game.
But Miller had a strategy to give a slower, underdog team a chance, the zone defense. That's when each player guards an area of the court instead of a player. Shakopee players would pack in close to the basket they were defending, and they weren't going to leave. On March 13th, the two teams met for the semifinal game at the Target Center, the home of the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves. Ken Novak says there were about 14,000 fans in the arena. And Shakopee's zone was working against the favored Hopkins team.
We weren't necessarily hitting shots, and we weren't getting clean looks. It was pretty back and forth.
That's Kamali Chambers, who is Hopkins' senior point guard. With 2 minutes and 43 seconds left in the second half, the game was tied at 41 points. Kamali brought up the ball for Hopkins.
And I was just tired at this point, so like coach, he wanted us to get in our motion, and he gave the hand signal for it.
But Kamali didn't run the play his coach was calling for. Instead, he just stood there. No one was coming up to pressure him, so Kamali figured he'd catch a breather.
And then, like, after 30 seconds of it, I kind of looked over to coach, and he kind of gave me his little laugh. He kind of just sat back, and then at that point, I just knew that we're going to take the last shot of the game.
See, in the Minnesota High School State Basketball Tournament, there is no shot clock. That means teams can hold on to the ball indefinitely. So for the next 2 minutes, Kamali just held onto the ball. And Shakopee just hung back in their zone that had worked the whole game.
And so it was like the battle of wills.
With just 19 seconds left in regulation, Hopkins got the ball to sophomore guard Amir Coffey. Coffey took the shot, but the floater missed.
Well, after regulation ended, that's when coach said, we're going to win the tip. And when we win the tip, we're just going to take the last shot.
In other words, if Hopkins won the tip, they'd hold the ball for nearly all 5 minutes of overtime and take the last shot.
With that situation, we can't lose. We only can win. And that's a good situation to have.
Hopkins did win the tip. Kamali dribbled the ball just past half court, and Shakopee didn't pressure.
Now, the overtime's 5 minutes. So 5 minutes is a long time to hold the ball.
In the closing seconds, a Hopkins layup was blocked. And Kamali's desperation three-pointer also missed. In the next overtime, Hopkins won the tip again. Now, if you're thinking that either of these teams might switch up its plan, you're wrong. Shakopee still didn't leave the zone, and Kamali again held onto the ball. This time, Hopkins maybe stalled a little too long. They didn't get a shot up before the buzzer went off. By this point, the fans were getting pretty frustrated with a basketball game featuring about as much action as watching the court get mopped. And they were booing. Then in the third overtime, mercifully, Shakopee finally got the ball.
They won the tip, and then we knew that we were going to play.
It had been 12 minutes since either team had scored. And unlike Hopkins, Shakopee didn't stall for a final shot. They took a 44-41 lead right off the bat.
When they scored, I would say, like, you thought it would be a game 7 of the finals. Somebody hit a big shot. It kind of erupted.
Late in the third overtime, Hopkins tied the game with a corner three-pointer. The two teams were headed to a fourth overtime. Hopkins won the tip again, and everyone knew what was coming up next. For more than 4.5 minutes, Kamali would hold the ball near half court. In the final 16 seconds...
And this is their shooter, and he stepped out of bounds with 5.9. Jacob Wright, foot went out of bounds.
That's the second. An opportunity lost. Shakopee now had the ball. The game was tied at 46. Coming out of a timeout, Kamali was set up at half court. His job was to make sure that none of the 5 Shakopee players got behind him for an easy basket. But as he waited for Shakopee to inbound, he could only count 4 players in front of him.
And then I was looking for the 5th, and I was like, oh no, he's behind me.
One of the Shakopee players had snuck away for what appeared to be a wide open pass to the basket.
The inbound of the ball, and I just sprinted like in a full out sprint.
Kamali was able to get there just in time to steal the pass. And Hopkins called timeout with 2 seconds left in the fourth overtime. After sticking with the zone the entire game, Shakopee assistant John Miller wondered if he should switch things up now. But he thought,
why would I do something different when this has been super effective? And I'm thinking worst case scenario. So I'm like, okay, they're going to get it. They're going to just pretty much have a 3-quarter court heave to the basket, and we're going to go to 5th overtime.
With 2 seconds on the clock, Hopkins inbounded to one of its best players.
Here's Amir Coffey from a long way. It's a 50-foot shot, Dave.
What were you thinking when that ball went up in the air?
You're like, there's no way. No one in a state tournament game, no one hits something like that.
The final score, 49-46 Hopkins. Hopkins was going to the 2014 state title game.
It was heartbreaking. It's been 6 years, and I still have kind of flashbacks and nightmares about what should I have done, what could we have done.
Hopkins won, but not because of their ball stalling.
That's the irony of it. I mean, it's not like the strategy ended up working.
After the game, many called for Minnesota basketball to adopt the shot clock. But 6 years later, they still haven't. Maybe it's just more fun that way.
That's Only a Game's Jonathan Chang.